Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I like a little geography. I think that's fun. I think we need a world map in here now that we're going to be talking about.
We only have the U.S. map twice.
Yeah. I think we could replace one of those because there are seven countries that we're going to be hearing a lot of as the World Cup gets closer. And so I thought we could get to know these a little bit more.
All right.
More importantly, do you remember, can you name the seven? No. Are we at the point yet
Argentina,
where anybody can
Netherlands,
name
this? Curacao?
Curacao.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't believe I got that right. Mm-hmm.
Austria.
Oh, so is that four?
What'd you say, Quentin?
I was going to ask if you need to phone a friend.
Okay, hold on. The Netherlands, Austria, which I just said, Curacao, Argentina, Algeria. So that's five.
Yeah.
Ecuador?
Yes.
Okay,
you have
six.
One more. Answer the T. It's the hard one.
Trinidad and Tobago. No.
Africa? If that helps you, it didn't
you
help me.
Just phone a friend?
Yeah, what
Tunisia.
Is it? Tunisia.
Oh, Quentin's all like,
That's where they filmed Star Wars. I should know that.
Yeah,
there you go. All right.
Okay, so we'll start with, I have some questions, and then we'll go through each of these countries a little bit.
Okay.
Quentin can go first. Why not? Algeria is dominated by which desert?
The Sahara?
Yes, indeed. Good job.
Which, by the way, if you call it the Sahara Desert, you're being repetitive because Sahara just means desert.
In what language?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Probably.
Swahili, I assume.
Arabic?
Yeah.
Because that's the...
I don't know.
Okay. Which dance was born in Argentina?
The tango.
Very good, you guys.
I know. You know why I know that? It was on an episode of Frasier.
I mean, whatever it takes.
They talked about it. It came out of the slums of Buenos Aires.
Quentin, the Netherlands turned carrots what color?
Purple?
No.
Orange?
Orange, yes.
Oh, okay. That was a trick question.
Well,
They're not originally orange. Yeah. They were red and yellow, and they put them together and made orange carrots.
There you go.
Yes. Austria has the world's oldest what?
Not painting studio.
art institute.
It's outdoors.
Outdoor, a fountain?
That's a good guess. Zoo. Austria is the world's largest zoo.
Wow.
Quentin, what famous classical composer was born in Austria? Come on, use that.
Beethoven?
Noggin. That's a very good guess.
No.
Weird, do you know?
It would have been Mozart.
It was, in fact, Mozart. You guys are great. I have to take one of these off of here because you already said the Star Wars thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was on here. That Tunisia was. I had no idea. Of all places, why Tunisia, I wonder.
They needed sand.
Yeah. Oh, and it was cheap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Curacao's famous liquor is produced from the dried peels of what fruit?
Orange.
That's coming up a lot today. Yes.
Can I tell you something? I really like trivia, and I like getting things right. I don't like getting things right based on a guess, though.
Was that a guess?
Yeah,
it was a good guess. It could have been a lot of things.
It seemed right, but
apples or lemons?
I could have said limes.
Yeah, anyway. Could have been a lot of things.
But I got it right.
Quentin, Argentina has the highest number of what doctor per capita? It's a big deal. It's a big deal in Buenos Aires. They have a whole street dedicated to it. Thinking through all
I'm
the
thinking I don't I don't know eye doctor
no where do you know
Argentina has the highest per capita
of what kind of doctor?
Well, I don't know what kind of diseases they'd have in Argentina.
I will give you both a hint. It is not physical.
They have a lot of they have a lot of Nazis,
it's a doctor,
move there.
So it is, but
what kind of diseases would Nazis have? I just realized Austria and Argentina. Yeah. Hitler. Could have lived in both places. I don't know. I guess colon doctors.
Psychiatrists.
Psychiatrists is good.
Psychiatrists,
Nazis, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
They needed some help?
I don't know. I just have been messed up since.
I don't remember who's first.
He went. Yeah, yes. He just went. It's my turn. Yeah.
Ecuador has the world's first UNESCO sites. Two of them. What are they? Can you name one of them?
UNESCO?
Like UNESCO World Heritage Sites?
I don't know what UNESCO is.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what the letters mean. United something, something, something. I don't remember. But it's like World Heritage. It's like, what's the... brain can't come up with words. They're like famous, like the pyramids are one. You know, like
Seventh
famous,
Wonders.
Yes.
Type of thing.
Yes. Angkor Wat is on there.
Argentina?
So Ecuador has world's first two UNESCO sites.
Oh.
One of them is a city. One of them is a place. Can you name one of them? One of them is really famous for diving.
Nope.
Quentin? Is it Machu Picchu?
It is not. That's in Peru. That's a good guess. Galapagos Islands and city of Quito are both the world's first UNESCO sites.
The Galapagos Islands are in
It's part of
Ecuador.
Ecuador. They're way off. They're 600 miles off.
I thought it was
off.
Like in Australia. Like
I did too.
Australia.
I thought they were. No. Right. What are we? Where Darwin went, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Galapagos?
No.
I always thought that was like Africa.
No.
That's in South America it's or off the Central coast of, America? Wow.
Off the coast of Ecuador.
I didn't know that.
Way off the coast. It's like a long flight to get there, but Ecuador owns it. Let's see, Quentin. The Netherlands invented what modern technology? And if you're, and I can give you a hint because I know modern.
I know they're known for
like new enough that Weir and I would have used it, but you might have.
Okay, well then I'm not going to say windmills.
No.
What was the question again?
The Netherlands invented what technology? I'm going to tell you it's related.
Windmills.
It's related to music.
Wooden shoes. No. I don't know. The piano?
That's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
It's not correct. Quentin, do you have a guess?
Didn't he already guess? He said windmills.
Oh, I
said
I'm not going to say windmills.
Oh, sorry.
But the recorder?
That's close. CDs. The
really?
Netherlands invented CDs. The Netherlands did all kinds of things. It's a fascinating place for as small as it is. I'm learning about today. Okay. Do you guys both know the seven countries enough that I can just ask you which of the seven countries did this thing?
Sure.
We'll see.
Well, we started off strong and then fell off
and
the
then
last
it,
three
it went
questions.
Down a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Which of the seven countries is nicknamed the Land of Silver? Land of Silver.
Good door. Argentina.
It is Argentina.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Spaniards.
Yeah,
when they
it makes sense.
Came in.
I thought it would have to be one of the South American or Central American countries. Yeah.
Quentin, which country has the guinea pig as a traditional delicacy?
Ecuador.
Yes. Good job.
I actually did know that one.
Man. Okay. We're in which country are there more bicycles than people? Which of those seven? More bicycles than people? Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are...
They're famous for that, though. They're obsessed with bicycles in the Netherlands.
Is that an episode of Ted Lasso?
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Good job. Quentin, which country has only ever had two presidents out of the seven?
Well, there's... you got to think. These two presidents probably ruled for a long time. I don't know. Tunisia?
You think? Yes. Tunisia.
Yeah, I was going to say Tunisia because it seems like they probably just now have a democracy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Weir, which country was the first nation to give constitutional rights to nature? I know I had to double check it too, but it's correct.
Constitutional rights to
nature?
Nature?
Yes.
It's
in their constitution.
Man, I almost think Austria just overcompensating. But I would say Argentina because there's like rainforests and stuff there, right?
That's a good guess because they have Patagonia, which is all the big glaciers and famous and stuff. But Ecuador, because of the Galapagos.
I was going to say Ecuador, but I feel like we just did Ecuador.
Anyway. Quentin, which of these countries is home to the largest Japanese garden outside of Japan? The look on your face when you don't know it every time is...
Well, I don't know.
What's a Japanese garden? Is it like
I'm imagining like cherry
like
blossoms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like fountains and...
Argentina?
It is Argentina. Yes, it is in Buenos Aires.
Oh, okay.
Weir, which of these countries invented the first stock market in the world?
The Netherlands, because of the tulips.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Because of the
there
tulips?
It is the Netherlands,
that
right?
Is the Netherlands,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, they literally, there was a thing in the, I think it was the 1500s. They were obsessed with tulips and collecting tulips, and it created, like, the first bubble, too. It was the tulip bubble, and they were overpriced and overvalued. And then when people realized they're freaking flowers, it crashed, and their economy crashed.
Oh, yep. Did not know any of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Quentin, which of these has the largest ice cave system in the world?
Does it throw you off sometimes he moves his mouth before he starts
talking?
That's
what I mean. There's this little look that he starts talking.
Well, I was mumbling to myself, ice cave.
He's repeating the question to himself. Yeah.
It's just I couldn't hear you. And because you're in a different room, I was like, oh, God, his mic's not on. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess Argentina because of the south. I mean, how far south it is.
That's a good guess. It is Austria.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I guess the Alps are right there.
Yes.
All right.
This country's name means heart in Portuguese.
Well, Ecuador?
Nope.
I guess it'd be Argentina.
No, yeah. Curacao.
Curacao. That makes more sense.
Yes.
We really keep forgetting about that one.
Yeah. 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 Let's see.
Wait, is Argentina, do they speak Spanish or Portuguese there?
I don't know. How did the Pope divide that one up?
It's east. East is Portuguese.
Brazil is Portuguese.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In fact, I think Brazil is the only country outside of Portugal where Portuguese is the
national
language.
Yeah.
Quentin, which country has the highest and lowest points in the Southern Hemisphere? You didn't do it this time.
Well, and see, now the Galapagos thing got me confused because maybe Ecuador owns some random islands.
Highest and lowest points.
In the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that narrows it down a little bit.
I guess I'm going to go with Argentina.
It is Argentina.
It's Argentina, yeah.
Yes.
They're very long, kind of like Chile, where it's just like, it's not very wide, but they're very long.
Yes. Pope Francis once worked as a bouncer. In this country.
Argentina.
Because
he's from Argentina.
I just said it a second ago, yeah. But it was already on my list. Quentin, which country is the tallest nation in the world in terms of people? Which country is the tallest nation in the world?
Is it the Netherlands?
People? It is the Netherlands.
Really?
Yes. Good job.
I thought it was Mongolia.
Which country is the world's top banana exporter?
Oh, that's Ecuador.
That is Ecuador. You say it with such confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dole had nothing to do. The U.S. government had nothing to do with that.
Well, you read a little bit about American imperialism when it comes to banana republics. Ecuador comes up quite a lot.
I have one left, Quentin. Its official language is Papiamento. Papiamento, which is just fun to say.
Is it Tunisia?
No.
Curacao.
Yes.
Because it's Portuguese.
Indeed. Yes. Good job. Oh, I found one more.
Oh, one more.
Currency is the U.S. dollar.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess Curacao or no, Ecuador?
Ecuador.
All right.
Yeah.
Banana Republic.
Yeah, Banana Republic. I should have guessed that, but I felt like that was too mean. Like, you can't even have your own money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what Dole did to you. All right.
You guys did very well
we
on
did.
That.
Yeah. No, we're
you're smart.
Yeah, we're not idiots.
Just odd stuff. I mean, those were just odd.
That is my forte, is knowing stupid crap that is not applicable or necessary to know outside of games like that.
Well, when people from those countries come here, you can impress them with what you know about their country.
Hey, we were a banana republic. How do you feel about Eisenhower? Because we like him here. His presidential library is nearby.
You're gonna drive on his highway.
Fun stuff. Coming up. We're going to talk about two Kansas City attractions that are making national news. We talked about a bunch of other attractions. Yes, Jamie?
Yeah. No. Yeah. This one's both of these lists that we have are odd.
Yeah. The Condé Nast and then the Condé Nast Food Cities. This actually might be the worst list of anything I've ever read ever. Because I'll just tell you what number one is on the best food city, according to Condé Nast. It's not Kansas City. It's not New Orleans.
Let's
it's
keep going.
Oakland, California.
You're going to need not San Francisco. Not San Francisco. Oakland.
We'll talk about all that coming up on Midday.
Come some stories to get to here. A couple of it's just that time of year. It seems like all the lists come out. But USA Today does this every year where they do the 10 best Reader's Choice Awards in various categories. And one of these doesn't surprise me. And the other one I need help. I need help on.
Yeah.
This is best new museum category is Museum of Barbecue. Doesn't shock me one bit.
I haven't been there.
I haven't either. But it's
fun.
And there wouldn't be one in another city. And we should have had one a long time ago, probably. And it opened in Crown Center. They said, finally, barbecue gets the scholarly treatment it deserves at the Museum of Barbecue. And you can learn about the regional barbecue and their hands-on exhibits and scent stations, which I think are cool, where you smell different things, see if you can identify what's in them.
Oh, okay.
That one makes perfect sense to me. If anyone has been to Atlas 9 in KCK, I need you to call and tell me about this.
We talked about
this. Yes, we did. And it was confusing
to
us. Because
they don't actually show movies there.
Right.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right.
It's don't they do like they pick a movie and then you step into that world?
Yeah.
They say visitors collaborate with performers and uncover hidden stories while exploring movie scenes. They describe it, step into a fictitious 90s movie theater where scenes from forgotten films have mysteriously come to life across immersive storytelling. My understanding is they don't show the movie.
Right.
You experience it in every other way except actually seeing it.
Literally, their website describes it as an interactive art experience set within a mysteriously transformed 90s movie theater. What do you mean mysteriously transformed?
You're on their website?
Yeah.
Does it tell you what movie they're doing this with now?
Tickets. Gremlins.
Okay.
Join us inside the containment zone for a special screening. Oh, so you can watch movies there.
Okay.
For $40 a person.
That was the problem. I knew there was something about
where the rules matter, shadows move, and absolutely nothing stays cute for long. Doors at 6:30 p.m., showtime at 7, no reserved seats.
It is up for best new attraction.
Okay.
I am not spending $40 for that.
Yeah.
Especially not to see a movie I've already seen multiple times.
Ironically, the only way I could think to do this is if they were showing Titanic, because that was the first movie that Katie and I, that was our first date, was we went to go see Titanic. And at the same time, you couldn't drag us to go see Titanic because neither one of us really liked the movie.
Can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
What the hell is a 90s movie theater?
I mean, you were born, what, 99? So what would you know? Like, it's just a lot of neon.
Yeah.
A lot of posters.
Didn't we go to the 90s? We went to the 90s pop-up.
Yeah,
bar.
We did. Vibe. Yeah.
I just don't understand. Same idea. Am I like cheap community center theater seats? That's what I'm imagining a 90s theater is.
Well, the fact that on the Gremlins one, they say no reserve seats. I'd be like, yeah, that's what it was like. It was just a free-for-all. Like, you had to get there early. Yeah. It was good in that way because nobody showed up late, or few people showed up late. Now people just show up whenever for movies.
Yeah, there wasn't dinner. Like, it was basic snacks. Seats weren't that comfortable. We didn't have the layback seats. We didn't have you just went in, got to your seats fast as you could.
Yep.
Get your popcorn and your soda, and that was it.
It's the Southwest of way to consume movies.
What do you mean Southwest?
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Or like Spirit Airlines.
Spirit Airlines. Yeah. In the 90s, if they could have figured out a way to get us to stand and watch movies. Mm-hmm. In fact, there were movie theaters that had standing rooms.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there were. In St. Louis at the Warenberg 20 in O'Fallon, Illinois, there was one theater that had like standing room in the back. So you could stand there and watch a movie.
I don't know if I like any movie enough to stand and watch it.
Like, you could squat.
That's not better.
Yeah.
I don't think that's better at all. All right. So if you've been there, then okay.
Is it worth it?
A friend of mine is listening, and I didn't text her ahead of time that we were going to talk about it, and I was hoping that she was, and I'm just pre-reading this before. Okay, this is what she said to me, because I knew she and her husband went over the weekend, and she can't call right now, but this is what she just said to me. She said, it's a bunch of rooms to walk through with selfie stations. The 90s theater is cool, but beyond that, it lost me.
Okay.
There's a mystery to solve, but not really anything to solve. You scan a wristband in random places, and that counts as you solving the mystery.
Ugh.
So it's like, Kate, was it worth it? Was it worth the $40? I ask.
Yeah.
If you can just text me yes or no, if it was worth the $40.
It makes me think of like when you go to a amusement park, like E.T.'s like this. It's my favorite ride. It's so goofy and cheesy and lame and fun. But the E.T. ride at Universal Studios in Orlando, it's like it's an adventure.
Yeah.
And you're going to help E.T. get back to his home planet. And how you do that? Well, you sit on the ride and it's a bike and you pedal really hard. And then you've done it. And it's amazing.
$40 for that.
It's
I
so
don't.
Fun, I'm not paying $40 for that.
Better, and why do they think people are going to pay that?
From the text line, it has nothing to do with watching a movie. It is really neat. It's a really neat experience. I've been twice. So there you go.
Okay.
Clearly not 90s prices, somebody else says on the text line. Yeah.
She said it's not a go back to kind of thing.
You wouldn't go back.
Yeah. She said the interactive stuff was already broken or out of order.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that sucks.
My guess would be the only motivation is if it's a different movie, right?
Yeah.
So the experience is different.
So you do watch a movie? Because it says, I mean,
I'm confused about that too.
First of all, by the way, it's the Gremlins description. I don't know why this is bothering me. Join us inside the containment zone for a special screening of the 1984 cult classic Gremlins. It was produced by Steven Spielberg. It is not a cult classic. No. It was a major movie that everyone in 1984 saw.
Kate, do they show the movie? I like that she's listening and I can just ask the question. She texts me the answer because she can't call.
Yeah.
Do they show the actual movie? Is that a part of the... I'm hung up on the price. I don't feel like
$40.
I'm so cheap that... That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could go see the movie for $10 if you go to like an art theater or
something. This is something that started in New York and is spreading out. Pop-up museums.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I went to the Museum of Color in New York. And it was just colors. It was literally like it's a red room.
I was expecting a little more.
But the emphasis is actually, it's pop-up is the wrong phrase. It's more Instagram, gram-worthy places. So it's great to take pictures, and then they get more people to come in to take more pictures because they have these cool backgrounds.
Okay.
And it's, you know, they make it so that it's very accessible for the gram.
Random thoughts now. Pardon me for going squirrel. Is there a museum of sound anywhere?
I don't know.
Where you could, I don't know where that just to my head, but
there's that place in Minneapolis where apparently it's the most soundproof room,
yes,
but you go insane if you're there for too long.
Yeah, you can hear you can hear your own body.
Yeah.
Because of the way it's soundproofed.
Someone argue that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just
Museum of Sound.
Museum of Sound.
There's the Museum of Portable Sound somewhere. Okay. I'm not
like
clicking
devices
on this link. Yeah.
And stuff. Okay.
Museum of Sound is an online resource. Okay, not a real thing. No, there should be,
but because we can do so much now with, as we all know, with the way that things sound.
Yeah.
And you could do, here's how it sounded from the moon. Here's how it sounded, you know, how different things sounded at different distance. We should do this.
Do Museum of
We're
Sound.
Qualified. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We make sound.
We make sounds. We use things
we can
that
hear
make sounds.
Sound. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We play with audio equipment and stuff.
Anyway. That actually would be because Finn is fascinated. I can just give him my laptop and open up Adobe Audition, and he will sit there for hours messing with like frequencies
it's
and recording
what you
him,
can do.
Recording himself, playing it backwards, forwards, distorting it, and doing all sorts of like weird effects and stuff like that. He loves it.
Yeah, like what was the first sound? Like transatlantic, like as we started burying fiber cables and stuff. You know, like what did all
How
that
about,
sound like?
Or and, just the I went to the Edison Museum in Ohio, and they had like the first wax cylinders.
Okay.
And that was interesting because they sound awful. but you can hear them, and they sound horrifying. But that's how it used to be. It wasn't records or anything like that. The first things were just wax cylinders that he was screaming into a needle that was writing on.
Yes, give me the same song. This feels prime for like Taylor Swift. Give me the same song and let me hear it in every format.
Oh, wow.
Let me hear it, you know, going back to whatever you're talking about. Put it on a record. Put it on a CD. Put it on MP3. Whatever's come after that. And then let me hear it each way.
Can I go double down on your squirrel going, your squirrel journey?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that over the weekend, I was kept seeing stories about AI and songwriting and how AI is getting better at songwriting and all this stuff. And it was really depressing for me as somebody who grew up wanting to be a musician, wanting to be a songwriter, you know, obviously didn't succeed, but it really loves the craft of songwriting and appreciates other people and their ability to do it. And the idea of that being replaced with AI is a little bit scary. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, well, when you buy furniture, that's made in a factory.
Yeah.
But there's also, if you want really good furniture, it's made by a craftsman. It's made by a guy. And then people have like woodworking shops where they build their own furniture and they build their own chairs. And they're like art. I think that's where we're going to go with, because of AI, with at least music right now, possibly movies eventually, is you're going to get the artisanal stuff or the bespoke stuff where you're going to have a wax cylinder playing you a song instead of... And you know it's real because it's physical media.
Because it doesn't sound as good.
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
But it's crafted better.
Yeah.
There's more care and love put into it. Because I can go on one of these, and I was experimenting with it just out of curiosity, morbid curiosity. You can go on one of those websites, Suno or Udio, and literally hum a couple of bars for a melody, and it'll write an entire song in like a minute.
Wow.
And it's horrifying.
Wow.
But the song sucks.
Yeah.
The song is boring and generic, but it's a song.
Mm-hmm. Amazon has already said they're going to replace voice actors in dubbing anime, that they're going to use AI to dub anime.
Insane.
Which, for those of you that don't know, is where you take English-speaking actors and translate it and then have that.
Why should
Japanese.
Anybody have a job? Why should anybody get paid to do something?
And that's going to, I mean, it's going to suck because... you're going to have no emotion behind it.
Right. Anyway.
Well, and AI voices are just, they just make me cringe.
Let's talk coming up about this worst list I think I've ever seen of anything ever. And it is the list, according to Condé Nast, of best food cities. And again, Oakland, California is number one. Where's Kansas City? Talk about that on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Condé Nast does this every year. This is the 38th annual Reader's Choice Awards survey. So they got 757,000 votes in all kinds of categories because they rank everything. Hotels, resorts, cruises, spa, pick a thing. And what they just put up that got our attention was the best food cities in the United States. This is 2025 Reader's Choice Awards. I'm going to need some help.
None of this makes any sense.
A few of these are obvious to me. It like maybe under the radar a little bit, but obvious. But Charleston, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. They've got some amazing restaurants there.
Is that what Charleston's
seafood
for?
And they've got it's kind of seafood plus southern, like southern flair. So it's like the hot biscuits and hot chicken stuff too. Biscuits and shrimp and grits and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Great food town, love it. Las Vegas, whatever.
Las Vegas being on there bothered me.
Whatever.
Because they're not
They're, it's not a food town. It just has great restaurants.
Buffets are your favorite? Like, when I went to Vegas, we went to a couple different places that were really highly recommended. And it's like, no, I think people have just convinced themselves, I paid a lot to eat here, so it's got to be good.
Famous chefs, I mean, some of the world's most famous chefs have restaurants there.
Okay.
That doesn't make it a great food city. Right. To me, there's no food culture to Las Vegas.
Right.
It just pulls in some of everything.
What's your favorite Las Vegas dish? Right. Like, there's nothing.
Correct. There's nothing.
It's like New York City. At least you can say, well, pizza.
Right.
They've got that. And probably some Italian food.
Yeah. And all the different ethnic areas and stuff, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Honolulu's on here. Okay, that doesn't upset me.
Well, Hawaiian food's starting to become more popular.
Sure, and it's unique, and it's kind of our only place in the U.S. where we get exposure to the Japanese-style stuff and Polynesian stuff, so I'm not mad about that. Boston's on here.
Shouldn't
How do
be.
We feel about
Boston
that?
Boston sucks.
Well, but for food, they're known for things.
No, they're not. For Dunkin' Donuts.
Clam chowder?
I guess that's
they scream about.
Okay, so having lived there, this is what I feel. I don't think of clam chowder as a Boston thing. I think of that as a New England thing.
And there are various versions of it, depending on where you are.
And I when you want really good clam chowder, you'd go up to New Hampshire.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't go to somewhere in Boston. Their pizza is the worst. The only good, the North End in Boston has really good Italian food, but nobody thinks about Boston and Italian food.
A lot of cities have really good Italian food.
Seafood. That's it.
Yeah.
Though the number one restaurant, the number one seafood restaurant in Boston is called Legal Seafood, which is like, I don't know. Like, if you went to a restaurant and it was like, hey, it's clean Johnny Brown's or something like that. You're like, what do you mean clean?
Right.
Like, is the implication that you were dirty and now you're clean?
Mm-hmm.
You were legal. Now it's illegal. Now you're legal. Yeah, it's weird.
Seattle is number 11. I'm not mad about that. Again, I keep coming back to culture. It's not known. Like, oysters are good there. I mean, again, seafood is great. You've got a lot of Asian influences. But I'm not mad about Seattle being on
the only thing that bothers me about Seattle is if you name a specific food after your city, it should be good.
Okay.
That's my problem with St. Louis and St. Louis-style pizza. It's garbage. It's awful. Seattle has the Seattle dog, which
is
sauerkraut and cream cheese on a hot dog.
Ew!
Katie ate it and thought it was fine. She liked it. I thought it was, I couldn't even look at her eating it, much less try to eat it. It was so gross.
Is that just like hangover food? I don't get the cream. Seems like cream cheese.
Yeah.
You're taking sour and creamy and
I feel like there's more. Hold on. Seattle dog. Go ahead.
San Diego's on this list. I have said before, I don't dislike Seattle or San Diego. I don't feel like it has a culture. The only thing I know about Seattle for food is fish tacos. And to me, that is not a food culture. But it's on here.
The Seattle dog is, I thought it was sauerkraut. I guess it's grilled onions with cream cheese.
That's not better.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all it is. Anyway. Okay.
That's not better. Yep. So yeah, I'm okay with San Diego being on here. Again, I don't think fish tacos is enough of a culture, but whatever. New York City is on here. Great. We finally are going somewhere. Santa Fe's on here, and I kind of like that.
Okay.
Santa Fe's got a pretty good, they're known for the, where is Dan? The red and green chili smothered enchiladas. There's a word for that. They've got,
Reneo or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, but I'm not upset about that. Santa Fe, sure. Give it some love. No problem there. Columbus, Ohio?
What?
Can I tell you anything about Columbus, Ohio, even? I can find it on a map.
Actually, I can tell you it's a really nice place to stop in between driving from St. Louis to Boston.
Okay.
I've discovered that. It's a good place to rest.
I don't get it. They mention places on here that I'm sure are good.
They have a really good Drury Inn that I like to stay in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm okay with, if they've done a season of Top Chef there, they probably have some food culture, and they have in Lexington.
What is it all?
Still have not done one here, but whatever.
Whiskey, bourbon,
like
bourbon
stuff? Based, and so restaurant. The seafood restaurants are coming up here though.
In Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. But bourbon. Okay, yeah. Like you're known for a thing. San Francisco is on here.
Okay.
Remember that in a minute, that San Francisco separately is on here as its own. Chicago is number four. They mentioned the bear. It was a big food city before the bear, but great.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is number three.
See, I have a problem with that.
I don't get it either.
For the same reason of our problem with San Francisco and the other one that's coming up. Because it's Milwaukee, no offense to anybody who lives in Milwaukee, it's basically North Chicago. It's too close to Chicago to have its own world and culture. It just isn't that different.
Do they include the beer part? Because that's a huge part of...
It is, but they don't talk about it in this. They talk about Serbian, Indian, and Persian cuisines.
Okay.
And a bunch of restaurants. Fine. New Orleans is number two. Finally, we have gotten somewhere on this list.
New Orleans should always be number one.
It should, it really, because there's nothing else like it in the world other than a New Orleans. Coming in at number one, again, I'm going to point out that San Francisco is number five. Across the bay from San Francisco is a city that has a really good airport. Oakland. Fly into Oakland. If you're going to San Francisco, fly into Oakland. It's much easier to get through than San Francisco. Much smaller, much easier. That is the number one food city.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because when you lose all your sports teams, you have to be known for something.
I was just about to say, they can't keep a sports team. How good can the food be? If the food was good, then the A's and... The Raiders wouldn't have left.
And the Golden State Warriors.
And the Warriors. That's right. They were Oakland, weren't they?
They were in Oakland.
Yeah.
Here's what they put on their pizza that they're known for. Monterey Bay squid and chanterelle mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms.
You're somebody who likes to argue about pineapple being on pizza. How do you feel about squid?
Gross. That's chewy and gross. Yeah, no. They have a strong tap room and winery tasting scene. Mm-hmm. It's the San Francisco Bay Area. It better have a good winery tasting room scene.
Yeah.
You're an hour from Napa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, again.
And we are not on the list for those.
It's literally just across the bay from San Francisco, which you also
Berkeley
have on here.
Does Berkeley get its own, too? Yeah. And, you know, San Jose, does it get its own also?
Yeah.
Were there any Texas places on the list?
No.
This list sucks.
Texas.
I feel like putting Lexington, Kentucky on there was just in Milwaukee. Was just like, fine.
South is covered.
We need to have something on here. We can't just go with the typical places. It almost seems like they were like, let's get weird and then let's just kind of sell out by the end.
For it to get some attention, which congratulations.
Congratulations.
You threw Columbus on there and that threw us all for a loop.
Again, possibly the worst list I've ever seen. Coming up. We talked about this quite a bit when it happened, but this is some good news. The Folly Theater is reopening after the horrible vandalism that caused them to have to shut down. $300,000 worth of vandalism. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes on Midday.
Wasn't it Dogman the Musical? Yep. That was called off when the Folly Theater was
really
vandalized.
Mad about that because it's my son's favorite piece of, I don't know, media.
Mm-hmm.
It's his favorite thing in the world.
It has been rescheduled now for February 15th at 2 and 5 p.m., which they can do now because the Folly Theater has made most of the repairs. $300,000, I think, was the latest total. That fluctuated a little bit. But and they have not caught whoever did it. They went in, they broke the glass, they broke the TVs, they broke bottles of liquor, they ruined the carpet, they threw wine up the walls. I mean, this was a very intentional, of all places to do that to. The Folly Theater is 100 years old. I don't know why you would do it, but they're back. They're back in action. They were back this weekend.
Yeah, that is so awesome. And again, when we talked about this before, it is an incredibly infuriating crime to talk about. Because I'm not excusing violence, but if a guy beats up another guy at a bar, you know,
I mean, it's stupid,
but
at least only one other person
is hurt. Pissed you off and you went too far. This is just, I'm going to destroy something beautiful for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is just, I hate the world. So I'm going to take it out, or I'm young and this is me leaving a mark or whatever it is. And it's just so infuriating seeing vandalism. It's bad enough when you see it like just on the side of a building, graffiti is ugly and getting, you know, that's a whole thing. But breaking into a place and doing what these SOBs did. And by the way, they still have not found out who did it, which is kind of crazy to me. I think we talked about this. How do you don't have any security cameras or anything, really?
Or if they did, then they were wearing because we have video of it, so there must be cameras somewhere, but maybe they were wearing
something to cover them
their
up.
Faces. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you know who did it, let me know.
Like, they sprayed, they took the fire extinguishers, and that was some of the hardest stuff to clean up because that just ruins.
Yeah.
It ruined stuff. They said there was still residue on the orchestra left seat or level seats from that white foam. They still had to replace some wallpaper, and they're installing new equipment that was damaged, but otherwise it's not affecting productions and concerts. Mm. I assume insurance is covering this. It doesn't say, but I assume this is a big insurance bill.
Yeah. Well, it's smaller than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because I think it was originally like 300,000, but they said it could go over a million.
Yeah.
And I guess they found a way to keep that down. So that's good. And fine, insurance is going to cover it, but that also means your insurance bill is going to go up.
Yeah. Which means,
insurance is basically a loan. That's all insurance is.
And it's a nonprofit theater. I mean, it doesn't, I don't even know how much tickets are, but they're not super expensive. Their goal is just to put on productions.
Yeah.
So let's see, they're doing Bach tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's my 9-year-old's second favorite thing in the world.
Trinity
is Bach.
Irish Dance Company. You could go see on December 12th. So a lot of Christmas stuff.
He's always saying, you know, Bach was the original jazz musician. He always says that. It's weird.
He's very smart.
He is very smart, but he doesn't actually say that. All right. That's the show for today. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Hey, don't forget, donate to Coats for Kids. It's just $25 for one coat. You can do that right now. KMBZ Coats at 44321 or go to KMBZ.com and search for the link there. $25 just to make a kid happy this winter. It's not too hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.